Hey, I'm Chris Johnson, and I might have made a tactical error in a conversation recently. I've been kind of a fucking mess lately. You might be thinking, motherfucker, lately, I've listened to over 400 episodes of your shit. You been fucked up from the start. That's probably a fair point. A lot of ups and downs in Chris Johnson's mental state. But most of the time, I keep myself pretty fucking level. I've been having a tough time lately, though, for various fucking reasons. Overall, I'm good. I mean, listen to me right now, goddammit. I'm fucking chipper. I'm fucking with it. A lot has come into play, though. The day I'm recording this, I'm off. I didn't have to fucking work today, so there's no fucking aggravation there. I've gotten a lot of sleep. I don't know when I went to bed last. I don't remember. I've been up for about 9 hours. I got no fucking outside stressors. I'm at home. I got nothing to do. I got nothing going on. I got no fucking outside pressure that's going on in my fucking head right now. Like, all the fucking chores that I needed to do are basically done. I fucking vacuumed. I took the garbage out. I went shopping. You know, I'm basically, like, in a good spot right now where I don't really have anything to quote-unquote do. I know technically you don't have to do your fucking chores. Sometimes I just feel like I gotta fucking get it done so it doesn't pile up. If it fucking piles up, then I'm gonna get fucking stressed out about shit being piled up. Then I'll feel like I'm behind, even though I'm not really behind, because it's not like I have to do these things. But I also don't want my house to look like shit, or my apartment to look like shit. Sometimes I call my apartment my house. I don't know why. Does it make sense? Can you call it that? Whatever. You know what I mean? I think this is proof that I'm still kind of all over the place, that bizarre fucking rant. But anyway. So I think some people have taken note. Somebody called me recently, just, you know, to shoot the shit, see what the fuck was going on. I was ranting and raving about something, and they called and they were like, all right, listen, what the fuck do you think is happening here? Are you okay? What's going on here? You all right? And generally, Chris Johnson's gonna tell you that things are fine. In almost every fucking situation, in almost any situation, I'm gonna tell you that things are fine. Fucking buddy died in December, like, hey man, how you doing? I'm doing all right, man, thanks. I'm doing all right. Was I doing all right? Fucking no, goddammit, I wasn't doing all right. And sometimes I'm still not doing all right. Goddammit, Chops. Where the fuck are you when we need you? So usually if I've got all my defenses up, and like if you ask me today, I'm gonna tell you like things are fucking great. Cause I don't want people to worry, number one. And number two, like, I don't know, man. I really don't want to burden you with my fucking problems. I got a podcast for that. I can burden a bunch of fucking strangers and like my buddies and shit who listen to this. I can burden you with my problems because it's only a 5-minute interval. It's not a fucking phone conversation. You get into my fucking problems on the phone, goddammit. We don't know how long we're going to be fucking speaking. But anyway, she fucking asked how I was doing and I slipped because I was pissed. I was tired. I was just off work. Like, it was a perfect storm of shit. I was fucking depressed and I just let it slip. I just fucking said, no, goddammit, I'm not doing okay. And then I went into this fucking, like, diatribe as if she was my fucking therapist. I've been to my therapist for a while. And as I'm sinking deeper and deeper into just me exploring why I'm a fucking mess right now, I thought to myself, like, oh, bro, this is a problem. This is a problem. You're too deep now. You're in too deep. You've already fucking announced the fact that you're not doing well. You're already getting, like, semi-emotional talking about your fucking problems and like, how you're feeling and why you're feeling certain things. And you know what? I was just pissed. I was just fucking pissed. My subconscious just said, you know what? Fuck it. You're doing it. You're doing it, goddammit. You're going off on a fucking rant right now. This is, like, a lot of silence. And I was like, son of a bitch. Sometimes, at least I think this, right? It might not be like a normal thought. It might not be a thought that's rational. But I always think like, you open up a little bit too much. You get too much of that. You get too much of Chris Johnson's raw emotion. It's going to drive some people away. A lot of people aren't ready for that shit. So there's just like, there was like silence on the other end. Picture like you listen to one of my fucking podcasts and I'm just in the middle of a huge fucking rant or like I'm getting in depth about how fucking shitty I feel about something. Picture you speaking to me when I'm saying that and then like I stop talking for a second and then you're in a position where like, fuck, I gotta respond to that? The fuck am I gonna say? That's what it's like. That's what the fuck it was like. And I was acutely aware of that and I thought, son of a bitch, I fucking said too much. I've been kind of weird lately because of that too. Because then, like, you know, that goes in my head. And people tell me that I overanalyze shit sometimes. And that kind of makes me feel shitty too. Because, look, I know I overanalyze shit. And I'm self-conscious enough about overanalyzing shit. If you tell me that I overanalyze shit, it sometimes makes me feel stupid. Like, I get it. I know I'm doing it. I'd like to not do it because it makes me feel like garbage half the time. So, like, I don't want to be told that I'm doing it. You know what I mean? And it wasn't in like a mean way. Like, I get it. Somebody's just trying to help. It didn't like hurt at the time, but like, not like thinking back, like I know I'm doing it. I know. Motherfucker, you think I don't fucking know I'm overanalyzing everything? This whole fucking podcast right now is an overanalyzation. But it's just what like goes on in my head. I have to address it. Cause if I don't address it, I'm going to explode. At least I feel like I'm gonna fucking explode and I can't fucking breathe and shit and I'll have fucking anxiety attacks. Good news, I haven't had a fucking anxiety attack. Chris Johnson on an anxiety attack is a It's a tough beast to tame. So anyway, I guess my point is, I'm afraid I said way too goddamn much. I'm afraid I was too open with somebody. And I've been a little timid lately. So maybe, like, what I'll usually do in a situation like that is like, you know what? Maybe just wait for them to talk to you for a little while. Maybe just do that. Maybe don't send out a text. Maybe don't send out a hello. Just let things go. See how fucking weird they think it might be. And then, you know, we can pick up normal conversation later. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's weird in my head now. I'm self-conscious about it. You know, a little bit too much. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. And I'm sure whatever my relationship is, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. I'm just ranting in my head. You know, I hope it's fine. But Sundays and Wednesdays are new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Twitter at Johnson Hates You and Facebook. The podcast is going to be my timeline. And I'm also on Instagram. So if you want to see how great I still look, despite my crushing depression, you can catch me in maybe 5 minutes.